This is your daily Bloomberg ETF podcast with Bloomberg's Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, January 3rd. ETFs have taken in about $700 billion over the last 3 years, and that momentum is set to continue in this new year. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says the so-called DOL rule is expected to fuel growth. The rule is due to take effect in April and requires financial advisors to act in the best interests of clients.
Now, when you stack up a cheap, low-cost ETF versus a high-priced mutual fund, a lot of times the advisor's probably going to say, you know what? I might get called out on this or sued. I'm going to go to the ETF. So Larry Fink has said it, the DOL rule is worth a cool trillion in basically very quickly money coming over.
Balchunas says with or without the DOL rule, ETFs are on a flight to growth.
I equate the DOL rule to a tailwind hitting an airplane that's already halfway to its destination. It would help. You'd save time, but that plane is already out. It's already in the air, and it is going there. ETFs will probably continue to take in money regardless of any of these catalysts, but the DOL rule would certainly be a huge tailwind.
Balchunas says millennials are another catalyst for ETF growth.
They're not totally wealthy yet, but they're going to start inheriting money. They are by and large the biggest investors into ETFs in terms of percentage of their portfolio. In essence, the younger you are, the more likely you are to have an ETF. So the idea that you have this rising tide that is going to continue to be a customer base for you is huge.
The discount brokerages TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab report that millennials have a higher percentage of their portfolios in ETFs than other generations. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.